Are you wondering how earthenware is made? Look to the left of the exhibit. First, clay is molded into the desired shape of a piece of earthenware, and various tools are used to make holes, engrave patterns, and attach handles. Baking earthenware in a kiln leaves various traces of the activity. The earthenware and traces of earthenware making found at the Songlimni kiln site give us some clues as to how earthenware was made. Take a look at the earthenware fragments on the right, and you will see on their surfaces traces of some runny, glossy liquid. Those are traces of natural oil. In the baking of earthenware, firewood ash can stick to the earthenware and end up giving the earthenware a natural gloss. Baking earthenware at high temperatures can misshape the earthenware, cause earthenware pieces to stick together, or cause pieces of the kiln wall to fall off and stick to the earthenware. If you take a close look at the kiln wall fragments below, you will see dark bands. Those are traces of the kiln having been repaired multiple times. Now, next to those, you will see stacked earthenware. Stacking jar stands, jars, and other types of earthenware increases work efficiency and prevents pieces from getting mixed up or paired up incorrectly. The lids below clearly show signs of such stacking. Baking earthenware all stacked up to produce large batches must have caused many defects. Take a look at the surface of the earthenware to the right. There are marks indicating that earthenware was baked with the lids wrapped with straw, branches, or other materials to prevent sticking. Those marks are one of the traits of Taegaya earthenware. The earthenware also shows signs of having been placed on a ring pad to prevent transfer of foreign material from the kiln floor. Some pieces, like the long neck jar on the left, ended up with air bubbles during baking, giving their surfaces an uneven appearance. Okay, now take a look at the surfaces of the earthenware fragments on display at the center. There are various patterns, some of which look like the letter X, a crisscross, and the sharp sign. Those are all markings engraved by Taegaya craftsmen before baking. The markings likely indicated the workshop or craftsman where a particular piece of earthenware was made, much like the trademarks or logos used in business today.